The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America, and the Donald is in the flooded North Carolina, Harley.
Well, he is, and he's made a promise. He said, we're going to be there 100%, talking about for the people of North Carolina. He said, there'll be nothing left undone. You'll have everything you need. The governor, Roy Cooper, said, we're going to hold him to that. Trump also, by the way, was visiting a church in New Bern, North Carolina. That's a small town, about 30,000, especially hard hit by some flooding. He's been helping to pass out boxed meals to locals, walked through a neighborhood. He hugged some residents. He looked at some discarded wet furniture, posed for some pictures. But his point was, we're there for you. I'm here for you. And he says he's going to do the job. He's got a lot of, he got some heat over what happened in Puerto Rico with a big hurricane down there. The big question was, did the government do enough and how much of it is his blame, that sort of thing. Did the help that got there flow to the people is another one of the big questions. That's not something the federal government really has control over. Mm. What's good is there are only 200,000 customers left without power in North Carolina. As of Saturday morning, we were talking about 800,000. So they've done a whale of a job getting the power back on. About 15,000 people are still in shelters.
Good on you. And the Californian governor, Brown, has had a shot at Donald Trump.
Well, he certainly has. I mean, he said, we've never had a president who was engaged in this kind of behavior. He's really talking about climate change because, no doubt Jerry Brown is a disciple of climate change. He said, the president's not telling the truth. He keeps changing his mind. He's sabotaging the world order in many respects. But then he said this. He said, something's got to happen to this guy, because if we don't get rid of him, he's going to undermine America and even the world. People are having some wide eyes about that kind of comment, not the sort of thing you'd expect from a governor.
Absolutely. What's he mean, something's got to happen? What's he mean by that?
Well, he would He would tell you he means
he's got to win in November. Yeah, so. Absolutely. All right, Harley, he'll survive it, the Donald. Thank you for your time. Harley in the United States of America.